This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
The death of Stephen Smith, something that we've been examining for quite some time. Lots of names, lots of accusations, lots of theories, lots of rumors floating for many years, since 2015, when the death of Stephen Smith took place. And not a lot done in terms of from the authorities to quell those rumors, considering they couldn't even get it right that it wasn't a hit and run. But now, obviously, that has changed and the investigation is back underway. There has been speculation and there has even been persons of interest now named in the death of Stephen Smith. And we have some reporting on that for you. Take a listen.
In the sleepy town in South Carolina, whispers of the dark secrets of the once powerful Murdoch family reverberated through the air in the aftermath of Stephen Smith's brutal homicide in July 2015. The 19-year-old's lifeless body lay in the middle of the road, miles away from Alex Murdoch's hunting estate, fueling speculation that the notorious legal dynasty might be entangled in the chilling murder. However, a bombshell report from Fitz News shifted the spotlight from the Murdochs to two persons of interest, Patrick Wilson and Sean Connolly, who lived in the vicinity of where Smith's body was found. Investigators delved deeper into the case. They discovered information that honed in on Wilson and Connolly as potential suspects. The murky timeline of Smith's murder began unraveling when, 5 months after the tragedy, Darrell Williams, Wilson's stepfather, called investigators with a tip. Williams claimed that his stepson had confided in him that Connolly, who was driving a vehicle at the time, struck and killed Stephen Smith. Both Wilson and Connolly were mere teenagers then. The murder investigation, which opened on June 23, 2021, further fueled rumors of the Murdoch family's involvement, especially when Alex Murdoch was convicted of the double murder of his wife, Maggie, and son, Paul. Amidst the swirling speculations, Buster Murdoch, the living son, vehemently denied any connection to Smith's murder. Eric Bland, a lawyer representing Smith's mother, Sandy Smith, concurred, stating that there was no evidence tying the Murdochs to the gruesome crime. Instead, Bland suggested that Smith's murder bore the earmarking of a hate crime, since he was openly gay. As the investigation continued, initial interviews from 2015 involving Sandy Smith, Stephen's twin sister Stephanie Joyner, a man with whom Smith had a one-night stand, and his then-boyfriend Mark Bickhart, were published by the local news site. The man who had a one-night stand with Smith revealed that they had met through a Craigslist ad about a week before the murder. Sandy Smith later contacted him, suspecting foul play. He informed her of a remote possibility that Smith's death could be connected to his explicit Craigslist ads, citing crazy people out there. The timeline of Smith's murder tightened as text messages between him and Bickhart were discovered, with the last exchange occurring at 3:37 a.m., just half an hour before Smith's body was found. However, pathologist Aaron Presnell's ruling of Smith's death as a hit-and-run faced opposition from highway patrol officers who believed the young man's injuries were inconsistent with her conclusion. Smith's body was discovered on Sandy Run Road, 3 miles from his out-of-gas car. Curiously, there were no tire marks on the road or abrasions on his body, indicating a slide across asphalt or collision debris. His wallet and keys remained in his car, further mystifying the circumstances surrounding his death. Bickhart even suggested that an escort agency Smith had allegedly worked for might have been involved. He recounted one of their final phone calls, during which Smith told him he was out of gas and fear he was being followed. Bickhart recalled hearing Big Mud tires growing louder, coming towards Smith or driving past him. That, he believed, was the last time they spoke. The haunting story of Stephen Smith's murder unravels, as the shadow of suspicion shifts from the infamous Murdoch family to two potential suspects, Wilson and Connolly, with each piece of the puzzle falling into place. The truth behind this chilling crime continues to emerge as investigators tirelessly pursue the leads in the case. The lives of those entwined with the murder come under intense scrutiny. Meanwhile, the persons of interest, Patrick Wilson and Sean Connolly, face the unrelenting pursuit of justice as investigators attempt to uncover the truth about their potential involvement in the tragic death of Stephen Smith.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Of course, we're continuing to follow this. We had a conversation with Jennifer Coffendapper about it earlier, and she confirmed her suspicions of those accusations as well. Hopefully, justice is finally brought to the family of Stephen Smith. My name's Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyBPod. Stay with us.